Dort College versus Doan volleyball on the way from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders host the Doan College Tigers. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest with a 14-4 overall mark, 5-2 in the conference. Doan College, under a first-year college volleyball coach, even up, 9-up, 9-down overall, 3-up, 3-down in conference play. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. I'll be seated courtside at the DeWitt on a weekend where Dort College will have to generate some enthusiasm of their own. They'll be short the students as they are on break for the Heartland Teachers Institute. We'll see how many students are here to help provide some energy and some lift for this Dort College volleyball team that has thrived for the most part at home. Dort College going through their warm-up paces. Let's tell you more about Doan first of all. Doan College is 3-3 in the conference, 9-9 overall. They've won two of the last three matches they have played. The wins in that string are over Morningside by a 3-0 count, Mount Marty 3-2. Midland dropped the Tigers in their most recent match, and the other losses in the GPAC have come to Hastings and Northwestern. The Northwestern loss was in five sets. Doan College is averaging 11.47 kills per set and have a 1-54 kill efficiency while averaging 15 kills per contest. I beg your pardon, 15 digs per contest with 2.1 blocks per outing. Ashley Axman puts down 3.66 kills per set with a 170 kill efficiency. Abby Sorensen averages 2.35 kills per set. Emily Max and Allie Jansen are averaging 1.49 and 1.41 kills per outing. Rachel Weiser and Alex Winters put up 6.31 and 3.13 assists per set, respectively. Weiser also has a 1.86 dig average. Carissa Blank gets to 4.53 digs per contest to lead the Tigers, and she has 32 ace serves. Julie Ells tops the team with 35 ace serves, and she has a 1.78 digs per set average. Axman is good for 28 ace serves. Winter has 16 aces for a team that relies heavily on aggressive serving. The Defenders are 14-4 overall this season, 5-2 in league play. They've won three matches in a row and also have an 8-match winning streak to their credit this season. The Defenders are averaging 12.9 kills per set. Kill efficiency is 294. Chad Hansen's squad is getting to 15.08 digs per contest, and they record 2.04 blocks per set, and their service aces average is 1.49. Brooke Walterstorff is averaging 3.17 kills per set with a 286 kill efficiency. Lindsay Flohn is averaging 2.86, and she has a team-high kill efficiency of 417. Jenna Horseman averages 2.62 kills, and two other players, Megan Krausman and Elizabeth Keel, are averaging 1.91 and 1.49 kills per outing. Kayla Brookeis has a dig average of 4.62, and she has 18 service aces this season. Kayla Gasing puts up nearly 10 assists per set and has a 1.09 kills per set average, and she gets to 2.55 digs. Selene Hahn leads the team with 25 ace serves. Walterstorff and Jocelyn Bausma each have 19 aces, and they get to 2.55 and 1.7 digs per set, respectively. Doan lost to Midland 3-1 in their most recent outing. The Tigers were done in partly by 27 attack errors and 15 service aces. Axman had a team-high 17 kills. Sorensen had 16. Winters led the team with 28 assists. Dort College beat Buena Vista Thursday night 25-12, 25-13, 22-25, 25-17. Brooke Walterstorff led the team with 16 kills, that is. Horstman, Krausman, and Keel each had 9 kills. Kayla Gasing put up 40 assists and had 20 digs. Selene Hahn recorded 6 ace serves. Kayla Brookeis got to 28 digs. Dort College leads the series 22-6 between these two. They lost the meeting on September 29 last season in Sioux Center, 25-21, 20-25, 18-25, 15-25. Max had 15 kills and Blank 13 digs. Dort was led by Danae Gales with 16 kills. Loisar had 10. Gasing put up 39 assists and 15 digs, while Brookeis had 14 digs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the players you'll be hearing about tonight right after this. Players you'll be hearing about for both teams, first of all, for the Dort College Defenders. Kayla Gasink is a junior setter from Sioux Center, averaging 10 assists per contest, 2.6 digs, and 1.1 kills. Lindsay Flohn is a senior middle blocker from Sioux Center, averaging 2.9 kills and one block per outing. She also has a 420 kill efficiency. Kayla Brookhuis is a senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 4.8 digs per set. Jocelyn Bausma is a senior from Sheldon, averaging 1.7 digs. She also has 19 ace serves. Siri Nelson is a junior from Sioux Falls. She has 12 ace serves to her credit this season. Jenna Horstman has 2.6 kills per set. Brooke Walterstorff, Jenna Horstman is a sophomore from the Pella area. Brooke Walterstorff is averaging 2.6 digs, 3.2 kills, and has 19 ace serves. She's a freshman from Sioux Center. Megan Krausman is averaging 1.9 kills and 1.4 digs. She is a sophomore from Grundy Center. And Selene Hahn is averaging 1 dig. She's a sophomore from Chicago. And Elizabeth Keel is averaging 1.49 blocks per set of 1.49 kills. She is a freshman from Orange City. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here are the players you'll be hearing about for the Doan College Tigers. Number two is Rachel Weiser. Weiser, a freshman setter from Norfolk, Nebraska, averaging 6.3 assists per set. Carissa Blankworth, number three. She is a junior from Madison, Nebraska, averaging 4.5 digs per contest. She is the libero. Julie Ells is a 5'6 back row specialist from Athens, Ohio. She has 35 ace serves this season. Brianne Fye is a 5'9 sophomore from Crete, Nebraska, averaging 1 kill per set. Abby Sorensen is a 6-foot senior from Clay Center, Nebraska, averaging 2.4 kills per set. She is at Doan by way of the University of Nebraska, Omaha. Ashley Axman wears number 12. She's a senior outside hitter from Pleasanton, Nebraska, averaging 3.7 kills per set. Number 13 is Megan Fletcher, a sophomore from York, Nebraska, averaging 1 kill per contest. Emily Max is a 6-foot senior from Gothenburg, Nebraska, averaging 1.5 kills per outing. Ellie Jansen is a senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 1.4 kills per outing. And number 18 is Alex Winters, a 5'5 junior from Elizabeth, Colorado, averaging 1.5 digs and 3.1 assists. She also has 16 ace serves this season. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Doan College is coached by Gwen Egbert in her first season at the helm of the Doan College Tigers. She is a longtime high school coach in Nebraska. She has guided schools from Papillion La Vista and Pavilion La Vista South. She posted a high school record of 700-223 and helped coach her teams to 6 state championships along the way. And her teams also qualified for the championship match at the Class A tournament in 13 of their 17 appearances in the state tournament. She's in her first year, replacing longtime head coach Cindy Meyer at the Crete, Nebraska school. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We are underway with volleyball. Siri Nelson will be serving for the defenders, and we have volleyball. Nelson's serve taken by Doan College, dug by Brookhuis on the attack by Allison Allie Jansen. And the Dort College defenders get a point on the ball going out of bounds, last touched by Doan. Dort College registers the point. Serving is Siri Nelson. Nelson, low hard serve controlled by Doan. Doan attacking. Set goes to the right side through the block. Dug by Bausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Walterstorff. Walterstorff attacking from the left side. Walterstorff gets the kill. 2-0 our score. 2-0 our score. Dort College in front. Serving for the defenders will be Nelson. Siri Nelson serve. Low hard. Taken by Doan. Nearly an ace. It'll be pushed over. Free ball. Controlled by Flohn, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it out wide to Walterstorff off high hands. Doan controlling, passed over the net. Controlled by Brookhuis, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing for the dump and the kill. Kayla Gasing with the dump and the kill, and the Dort College defenders lead it 3-0. 3-0 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Nelson. Siri Nelson, short serve, taken by Blank, controlled. Here comes Doan. Doan with a swing and the kill, that's Axman. Axman takes the middle out of that one. Her first kill of the night. And the Dort College defenders lead 3-1. Serving for Doan will be the libero, Carissa Blank. Blank with service. Blank serve taken by Nelson, and that's an ace serve for Carissa Blank. Blank with the ace. Doan relies heavily on the ace serves. They're averaging over 2 ace serves per set. Blank has 32 ace serves this season. She has 33 now. Walthersdorf goes cross court. She gets the kill. Brooke Walthersdorf with her second kill tonight. And the North College defenders allow 2 points in a row from Doan before they put it away. Selene Hahn with service. North College leading 4-2. Hahn, low hard serve taken by the Tigers. They'll attack. Set goes outside. Axman unable to put it down. Brookice gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Jenna Horstman with the kill. Dort College leads it 5-2. 5-2 our score. Serving for the defenders, Selene Hahn. Hahn serve. Knuckleball serve taken middle back by Julie Else. Doan attacking. Hahn gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots a back slide. Walthersdorf blocked at the net. There to pick it up was Nelson. Here comes Horstman. Horstman off high hands kill. Jenna Horstman with the kill. Dort College leads 6-2. Substitute checking in for the Doan Tigers. This will be Haley Norville. Norville checks in. Rachel Weiser checks out. Norville checks into the contest. Here comes Doan. Doan attacking. Pushed into the block. Axman. Axman pushes it back again. Dug that time by Hahn. Controlled by the Tigers. Tigers attacking. This will be a free ball. Taken by Nelson. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with a kill. Brooke Walthersdorf with her third kill. Dort College leads 7-2. 7-2 our score, and the Doan College Tigers trail 7-2, and they're forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Serving for the defenders will be Selene Hahn. Hahn sends it over. Low hard serve taken by Else. Doan attacking. Dug by Hahn. Gets it over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf tries to push it over. Now Gasing sends one too close to the net, and putting it down is Ashley Axman. Axman with the kill. And the Doan College Tigers lead at 7-3. I beg your pardon. Tigers trail 7-3. Serving is Alex Winters. Winters with service. So Winters will send it over. Winters serve is long and out of bounds. Point Dort College on the service error. Well, when you're going to serve aggressively, you're also going to commit errors with those service. And so correlation you try to go with is 1-for-1. Pushed over the net on the quick attack and the kill for Cassandra Choquette. Choquette with the kill. And the Dort College defender lead is 8-4. Serving is Axman. Axman with 28 ace serves this season. Looks like she will line up a jump serve. Jump serve to the back line, taken by Brookice. That one got up in her, and Brookice ended up fielding that one off, almost off of her shoulder. So an ace serve. The ace serve for Axman. And just like that, Doan is back in it at 8-5. 8-5 our score. Serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with a swing. And the kill. Elizabeth Keel with the kill. Dort College leads 9-5. 9-5 our score. Serving is Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf serve controlled by Doan. Doan attacking. Set goes to the middle. Quick attack. Dug by Gasing. Got it over to Walthersdorf. Comes back over to Krausman. Krausman through the high hands. Doan attacking, pushed up towards the net, goes cross court. Krausman gets it back over to Gasing. Gasing comes back right side. Horstman, Horstman kill. Horstman with the kill. She's got 3. Doan has already used 1 timeout. Dort College leading 10-5. New player checking in for the Doan Tigers. This will be Julie Else. Serving is Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf serve, controlled by Doan. Doan attacking from well off of the net. That was Julie Ells, unable to put it down. Gasing bangs it off, gets the quick set over to Keel. Keel with the kill off high hands. Keel with another kill, her second. Doan College substituting freely here in the first set. Jansen should back into the match. Nearly an overpass, and the Doan Tigers sent it over the net. Krausman was there to put it away, and the Dort College defenders lead 12-5. Crossman gets credit for the kill, and Doan's going to use another timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boynton, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. With us settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College owns a 12-5 lead. Doan has used both of their timeouts. Serving for the defenders will be Brooke Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf jumps her to the back line, is off of the back line, out of bounds. Point, Doan. So Waltersdorf with the service error. Doan now has service. This is Kaylee Shadwinkle. Shadwinkle with service. And her short serve taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Krausman. Krausman cross court. Doan able to scramble to it. Pushed over the net. Free ball. Gasing has to get it over to Keel. Keel comes back over to Horseman. Horseman off the high block, or off the high set, and the kill. Horseman with the kill. And she's able to angle it off of a blocker and out of bounds. Dort College leads 13-6. 13-6 our score. Buckeyes serve controlled by Doan. Doan attacking. The attack from the right side by Sorensen. Dort College helps it over. That's Gasing. Controlled by Doan. Doan attacking. This is Sorensen again. And double contact called on Doan. 14-6 our score. Ball handling error on the Tigers. Serving for the defenders will be Kayla Brookice. So Brookice lines it up, sends it over, taken by the libero blank. Here comes Doan, pushed it over. Brookice gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Krausman. She covers it. She sends it over. Doan on the free ball, and into the net is Emily Max. Point, Dort College. An attack error by the Tigers and Max. Dort College leads it 15-6. New player checking in for Doan. This is Allie Jansen. Jansen is in. Ells is out. Quick hook. Brookice serves it into the net. Point Doan. So a service error by Brookice. Dort College leads it 15-7. Haley Norville with service. Norville with serve. And she's got the low hard serve taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Flohn. Flohn unable to put it away. Here comes Doan. Doan attacking. Off of the block. Controlled by Dort College and Brookice. Gets it back over to Krausman. Krausman forced into a setting situation. And she's charged with the ball handling error. Point Doan. Doan trails 15-8. So Dort College has built a 7-point lead. And the serve is short by Doan and Haley Norville. Point Dort College. So a service error by the Tigers. Dort College leads at 16-8. 16-8 our score. Short serve controlled by Doan. Doan attacking. Set comes to the backside, and Max hits it into the net. Point defenders. Well, if you're Doan, this is not how you wanted to start things, and now Max will check out of the match. And checking into the contest is Brienne Fye. Jump serve controlled by Doan. Doan on the attack. Set comes to the back line. Power tip and a kill for the Tigers. And Ashley Axman. Axman with her third kill. So Axman makes it 17-9. She's got her third kill today. Keep an eye on that scoreboard. See if we get a report on Midland and Northwestern volleyball. Serve to the back line is long and out of bounds by the Tigers and Carissa Blank. Point Dort College. Blank with the service error. Dort College, the last 5 points they have scored have been by virtue of ball handling errors, attack errors, or service errors. Doan attacking. It bangs off the antenna. Point Dort College, the attack error by Ashley Axman. So Axman charged with the attack error. Dort College leads 19-9. Serving is Siri Nelson. Nelson down the sideline, taken by Axman. She'll get the return set, well off the net, off high hands. Walthersdorf trying to get to it in front of the Dort College bench, unable to do so. Dort College leads it 19-10. Axman will get credit for the kill. Axman with her fourth kill today. Doan serving, blank. Controlled by Nelson, gets it over to Giesink, comes over to Walthersdorf, off the slide, controlled by Doan. Doan attacking, pushed over the net, saved by Nelson, controlled Giesink, right side slide, flown with a swing, dug by Blank, controlled by Doan. Tigers attacking, off of the block, controlled by Doan again, and they scramble and a ball handling error called as Julie Ells collides with Axman on that play. Dort College leads 20-10. Dort College leading 20-10, serving again for the defenders is Selene Hahn. Hahn with service. Hahn served to the back line. Taken by Blank. Doan attacking. And out of the middle, the kill for Choquette. Choquette with a kill. And Choquette now with two kills. Dort College leading 20-11. Alex Winters serving. Winters with service. And her serve to the back line, taken by Bausman, gets it over to Giesink, comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with a tip and a kill. Walthersdorf takes something off of that one. She's got four kills, and the defenders lead 21-11. That is the first point scored by Dort College since point number 13, in which it wasn't caused by a Doan error. Doan attacking. They scramble. They get to it. This is Sorensen over the block, controlled by the defenders. Horseman sends it over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf tips it over. Doan attacking, set right side, off high hands. And the Doan College Tigers, Abby Sorensen, gets blocked on the play. The Dort College defenders lead at 22-11. 22-11, our score. That was Walthersdorf and Horseman teaming up for that block. Here comes Doan. Set goes to the middle, redirected, controlled by Giesink. Walthersdorf sends it high over to Horseman. Horseman tools it off of the block for the kill. Horstman with the kill. 23-11 our score for Horstman. That is kill number 5. Serving is Giesink for the defenders. Giesink, low hard serve taken by the Tigers. Set goes to the middle, blocked at the net on the pushover, and Doan is unable to control it. Another point for Dort College off a block, their second. Dort College now serving for the set, and a 1-0 lead in the match. Serving is Giesink. Giesink, knuckleball serve, controlled by Doan. Tigers attack, set goes middle quick, covered by Krausman, controlled by Giesink, comes back over to Walthersdorf, unable to put it away. Walthersdorf will set high over to Kiel. Kiel off the block. Krausman gets it back over to Giesink. Giesink comes back over to Horseman. Horseman with a tip, and the kill. Horseman gets the kill as she goes through the block. She's got six, and the defenders win set 125-11. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, right after this. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Dort College wins set 125-11. And I am surprised at that final score. We'll see if Dort College is able to keep the momentum rolling or if Doan College is able to neutralize the momentum. Dort College able to take advantage of Doan, some errors through the mid portion of that set. And the Doan Tigers serve, taken by Bausman, gets it over to Giesink, comes back over to Walters, door pops it over the block, dug by Axman. Here comes Doan. Doan attacking, pushed over the net, free ball, Dort College. Giesink comes back right side, Flown. Flown block at the net on the slide. Flown one, they'll throw it outside to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf off of the block, kill. Waltersdorf with the kill. And the Dort College defenders lead 1-0. That is kill number 5, unofficially, for the defenders, Brooke Waltersdorf. 1-0, Dort College in front. Hahn serve, taken by Axman. Here comes Doan. Doan attacking Axman. Axman hits it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. Point, Dort College. So Axman with the attack error. Dort College leads 2-0. Serving is Selene Hahn. Hahn serve controlled by Doan. Doan attacking. Set goes to the middle, and Max in the middle, unable to put it down. An attack error by the defenders. By the Tigers. Dort College leads 3-0. Well, score in from Orange City. It was Northwestern defeating Midland 3-2. Set right side. And the kill on the slide for Max. Max with the kill. Emily Max with her first this evening. And the Dort College defenders lead it 3-1. Serving for the Tigers will be Carissa Blank. Blank, the libero. Her serve taken by Dort College. Waltersdorf gets it over to Horstman. Horstman unable to put it down. And now the attack out of the middle. And Cassandra Choquet with the kill. Choquet, that is, with the kill. She's got 3. And the defenders lead 3-2. Serving for the Tigers is Blank. Blank serve controlled by Bausman. Now that's Brooke Ice got to it. Dort College pushes it over. And it drops in front of the Doan Tigers. Axman unable to get to it. And that drops in for a kill. Very unorthodox in that Siri Nelson got that credit for the point on that. Set goes left side. Axman off the tape. Controlled by Brookice. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes back over to Horstman. Horstman off high hands in the kill. They're having a tough time stopping Horstman right now. She's got 7 kills. So Nelson got credit for the point on that last busted play, or the previous busted play. Giesink served down the line, nearly an overpass by Doan, and we've got a player in the net for Doan. That's Choquet. Dort College leads 6-2. Choquet with the attack error, and a timeout on the floor, charged to the Doan College Tigers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College up by 4. Giesink, low hard serve, controlled by Doan. Tigers attack, set left side, Axman through the block, controlled by Brookice. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes back to Krausman with a roll shot, controlled by Doan. Doan scrambling. They send it up right side. And tipping it outside the antenna is Megan Fletcher, point Dort College. Fletcher with the attack error. Dort College leading 7-2. Serving is Giesink. Giesink, low hard serve, controlled by Axman. Axman gets the return set, punches it down the sideline, and the kill. Axman with her 5th kill. Dort College leads 7-3. Axman with her first kill of set number 2. Serving for the Tigers will be Rachel Wieser. Wieser with service. So Weiser's serve on the way. She pops it over, short serve, taken by Brookice, gets it over to Giesink. Giesink comes back over to Horstman. Horstman with the block, with the swing and the kill off of the blocker. 8 kills for Horstman. Dort College leads 8-3. 8-3 our score. Serving for Dort College is Brooke Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, short serve, controlled by Doan. Doan attacking, set goes to the middle. Dort College able to cover the quick attack. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel with her 3rd kill. Dort College leads 9-3. Doan has used 1 timeout already. Giesink serve catches the tape, rolls over. Here comes Doan. Doan sets to the middle. Power tip to the sideline, saved by Brookice. Axman tries to push it back down. Now Axman blocked at the net by Horstman. Horseman dumps it down, controlled by Doan. Axman will throw it over, saved by Keel. Gets it over to Gaysink, comes back right side. Horseman with a kill. Horseman with another kill. Dort College leads 10-3. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Doan. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College clicking here early through the first set and a half. Coming back with a kill is Abby Sorensen. Sorensen with a kill. Dort College leads 10-4. 10-4 our score. Sorensen with her first kill. She's averaging 2.4 kills per set. Serving for the Tigers is Axman. Axman served awfully close to the net, and the Doan Tigers unable to handle the overpass, and hitting it into the net is Sorensen, Point Dort College. The 11-4 hour score. Ball handling error by the Tigers. Dort College leading by 7. Serving is Brookice. Brookice, low hard serve taken by Doan. That's blank. Set goes left side. Blocked at the net was the Doan Tigers, Allie Jansen, Point Dort College. Defenders record their first block of set two. They had two in set one. Serving for the defenders is Brookice. Brookice, low hard serve taken by Max. Doan attacking. Set goes to the middle and blocked again. The attack by Sorensen. Dort College puts the block up. That time in the middle it was Flown and Keel. 13-4, Dort College in front. Brookice, low hard serve, controlled by Doan. Doan, quick attack and hitting it to the sideline, wide and out of bounds is Choquette. Choquette with the attack error. And the defenders lead 14-4. 14-4, our score. Serving is Brookice. Brookice, low hard serve, taken by the Tigers. Tigers attack, set comes right side, and down the line for the kill is Sorensen. Sorensen with her second kill. Sorensen with the kill. Dort College leading 14-5. And the Tigers with service. Taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gaysink, comes to Flown. Flown with a kill. Lindsay has been relatively quiet today. Dort College leading 15-5, and you can win set 1 25-11 and have a 15-5 lead in set number 2 when your second leading hitter gets her first kill of the night. It's a good day. Doan attacking. Set goes right side and a player in the net for the Doan Tigers. Rachel Wieser was in the net. Point Dort College. So Wieser called for the net violation. Dort College leads at 16-5. Serving is Bausma. Bausma, low hard serve taken by the Tigers. Tigers attack. Set goes to the right side over the block. Dug by Waltersdorf. Doan will reload on the free ball. Set goes to Max. To Axman. Axman with a kill. Axman with her sixth kill. Dort College leading 16-6. Beyond Axman, the highlights have been tough to come by for Doan thus far. Now, things can change quickly. Haley Norville with service. Norville's serve to the back line, and that's going to be an ace. Bausma unable to handle it. Norville with her first ace. And the Tigers trail 16-7. 16-7, Dort College in front. Doan has service. Norville taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Flown. Flown has to bump it up to Krausman. Krausman through the block, controlled by Doan. Axman will throw it back up towards the net. Going cross court. Dug by Dort College. Brookice gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Krausman. Krausman dug by Axman. Doan scrambling. Up and over. Flown gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink comes back over to Flown. Flown cross court. Dug by Doan and Norville. Axman from well off the net. And off high hands in the kill. She attacked from behind the 10-foot line. Axman with her seventh kill. Dort College leads 16-8. Well, if you're Dort College, all you want now is a side out. Get service back. Serving is Norville for Doan. Serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink comes back over to Krausman. Krausman with a swing. Dug by Doan and blank. Set comes right side. And hitting it wide and out of bounds. Point Dort College. Off the attack here by Megan Fletcher. Fletcher with the attack error. Dort College leading 17-8. Serving is Siri Nelson. Nelson, jump serve controlled by the short serve. Taken by Doan. Doan out of the middle. The attack by Max. Max with her second kill. Dort College leads 17-9. 17-9 our score. Serving for the Tigers is Els. Gasing gets it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a swing, and we've got a player in the net. An attack or a block error by the Tigers. And getting credit for that kill will be Walterstorff. Walterstorff with her sixth kill. And the Dort College lead is 18-9. 18-9 our score. Hahn served to the sideline. Taken by the Tigers. Set comes right side. Off the net is Max. Dort College attacking. And Walterstorff is going to be called for the ball handling error. Ball handling error by Walterstorff. Anytime you've got a player doing something that is out of their role, you have that danger of a error, and that time Walterstorff got called for the ball handling error. Point Dort College on the service error by the Tigers. Kaylee Shadwinkle hit it long and out of bounds. Dort College leading 19-10. Gasink with serve. Controlled by Doan and Axman. They'll set it back over to Axman. Axman off high hands on the kill. Axman with her eighth kill. Dort College leading 19-11. Serving for Doan will be Rachel Weiser. Weiser with the serve on the way. Her team down 19-11. They need a comeback here on, in danger of going down 2-0. Krausman, Gasing, Horstman with a swing and the kill. They have had a terribly difficult time slowing Jenna Horstman down. Horstman with 10 kills unofficially. Dort College leading 20-11. Gasing, jump serve controlled by Doan. Doan attacking off high hands. Walterstorff gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Horstman. Horstman with another kill. Jenna Horstman with 11 kills. Doan has used both of their timeouts. They used them up early. Dort College leading by 10. Serving is Walterstorff. Beg your pardon, I had said Gasink earlier. It was Walterstorff serving. Her serve goes wide and out of bounds. Point Doan. Doan with service. Ashley Axman to do the honors. Axman serve. Jump serve taken by Krausman. Up and over, free ball Doan. Doan attacking. Set goes right side. Unable to put it down, though, with Sorensen. Dort College attacking the other way, and the kill by Keel. Keel with the kill. She's got four, and the Dort College lead is 22-12. 22-12, our score. Brookice with the jump serve, controlled by Doan. Doan attacking, set right side. Sorensen kill. She's got three. Sorensen with the kill. I've got her for three. And the Dort College defenders lead 22-13. Serving for Doan is Julie Els. Els serve, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Keel. Keel off high hands, kill. Keel with the kill, she's got five. 23-13, Dort College by 10. Serving for the defenders will be Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma with service. Top spin serve taken by Blank. Doan attacking. Set right side, and we've got a player in the net. That was Doan's Rachel Weiser. Weiser called for being in the net. Point Dort College. That'll have to go as a ball handling error, I guess. Dort College leading 24-13. Serving is Bausma. Bausma, short serve taken by Blank. Gets it over to Weiser. Weiser right side to Max. Max with the kill. Bausma got her hands on it, but Max gets credit for the kill. Her third. All three in this set. And the Dort College defenders sitting on a 24-14 lead. 24-14 our score. Haley Norville with service. Norville serving. Taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Krausman. Krausman will push it over to Flone. Flone will push it over the net. Free ball Doan. Doan attacking. Set goes left side. Off the block and the kill for Allie Jansen. Jansen with a kill. Dort College still leading 24-15. Serving is Haley Norville. Norville with service. And the jump serve taken by Bausman gets it over to Gaysing. Gaysing comes back over to Krausman. Krausman with the swing, dug by Doan. Doan attacking, comes over to Axman. Axman unable to put it away. Krausman gets it back over to Flohn. Flohn off high, hands controlled by Dort College on the cover. They get it over to Gaysing. Gaysing puts it away. Dort College wins set 2, 25-15. 25-15, our final in set number 2. The Dort College defenders take a 2-0 lead. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Dort College winning sets 1 and 2, 25-11 and 25-15 over the Doan College Tigers. Unofficially, Jenna Horseman leading the way with 11 kills. Brooke Waltersdorf has 6. Elizabeth Keel with 5 for the defenders. For Doan, it's been mostly Ashley Axman doing the damage. She's got 8 kills. 3 kills each for Emily Max, Cassandra Choquette, and Abby Sorensen. Dort College has been able to string together points, and they have a 2-0 match lead in this best-of-5 series. The Dort College defender football team earlier today loses to Concordia 32-0. Men's soccer gets a win over Concordia 1-0. And the Dort College women's soccer team loses to Concordia 3-0. Relatively light fall Saturday of action. Just 4 teams in action today. We don't have golf competing today. And cross country also has the weekend off. They'll be back in action next weekend. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defender Volleyball Team leading 2-0 in this best-of-5 match. Coming up next week, the Dort College Defender Volleyball Team will be at home on Wednesday night as they host the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. The Dort College Soccer Teams at home on Wednesday as well. That'll be a 2 o'clock start time when they host the Briarcliff Chargers. Dort College football is at home this coming Saturday when they host Trinity Bible. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff 1 week from today. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. And by Kevin Gaysing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads 2-0. Back with set number 3 from the DeWitt right after this. No. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Getting a few more details on that soccer match from earlier today. That was won by the Dort College defenders. They got a goal from Eric Grutenboer off a corner kick in the second half of that contest with the Concordia Bulldogs to give Dort College their first win of the conference season. They are now 1-1-1 in conference play. Dort College leads 2-0 in this best-of-5 match. 25-11, 25-15, Dort College won sets 1 and 2. Serving for Dort College is Siri Nelson. Here comes Doan. Doan attacking right side, covered on the block. Dort College gets it over to Gaysing. Gaysing tries to dump it. It's covered by Shadwinkle. The attack by Doan and Axman. Brookice keeps it in play. Passed over the net by Flohn, controlled by Doan. Doan will attack. Set right side. Off high hands. Controlled by Dort College. That was Max. They get it over to Flohn. Flohn with the swing. Blocked by Doan partially. Dort College regains possession of it. Brookice gets it back over to Flohn. Flohn with a swing. Doan attacking. This is Axman. Axman with a kill. Axman with her 9th kill. And the Dort College Tigers have the lead at 1-0. This is the first lead of the night for the Dort Tigers. Blank serving, and Blank serves into the net. Point Dort College. Blank serves into the net. We're tied up 1-1. 1-1 with service is Selene Hahn. So Dort College relinquishing the lead for the first time here at the beginning of set number three. Doan attacking. This is Axman off high hands. Pancake saved by Nelson. Controlled, gets it over to Horseman off the block. Controlled by Doan. Doan will attack. Set comes back over, and we've got an illegal contact called on Doan. Ball handling error by the Tigers. Dort College leads 2-1. 2-1 our score. Serving is Selene Hahn. Hahn with serve to the sideline is wide and out of bounds. We're tied up 2-2. So service error by Selene Hahn. And the Tigers now with service. This is Rachel Weezer. Weezer's serve on the way. Dort College set to receive. Nelson, Brookhuis, and Bausma in the back row for the defenders. And the serve to the back line taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Walterstor. Punches it over. Free ball Doan. Tigers attacking, blocked at the net, and it's down on Dort College's side. Point Doan. Doan gets the kill from Cassandra Choquette. Choquette with the kill. She's got four, and the Tigers have service. Doan serving with Rachel Weezer. Weezer serve taken by Nelson. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Horseman. Horseman single block kill. Jenna Horseman goes around the blocker. She's got 12, and the Dort College defenders have tied it up at 3-3. Horseman with the kill. Gasink has service. Gasink, low hard serve, controlled by Doan. Tigers attack. Set goes to Axman. Dug by Brookhuis. Got it over to Gasink. Gasink, Walterstorff sends it over. Free ball Doan. Tigers attacking. Off the block, controlled by Dort College. Horseman will throw it towards the middle. Keel. Keel bumps it over, controlled by Doan. Doan on the attack. Set right side. Off high hands. Controlled by Krausman. Pushed over the net by Gasink, but an illegal contact called on Gasink. Gasink had to go up after that one, up around the net. And she's in the back row, and she became an attacker there. And once the ball went over the net, and the Doan Tigers have a 4-3 lead. Serving for the Tigers will be Axman. Axman's serve is wide and out of bounds. Point Dort. 4-4 our score. And serving will be Brooke Walterstorff. Taken by Doan. Doan attacking. Set right side through the block. Covered by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gasing. Quick set. Keel. Keel. Kill. Elizabeth Keel with the kill. She's got 6. And the defenders lead 5-4. 5-4 our score. And Walterstorff serves into the net. Point Doan. Well, Dort College doing what Doan did in set one especially, and that is giving the opponent some free points. Last 3 points have come off of errors by the defenders. Serving for the Tigers will be, well, this is a new player in, number 16 for the Tigers. And the serve to the back line is off of the back line, out of bounds by Jordan Atwater. So Jordan Atwater serves it long. Point Dort College on the service error. Short serve by the defenders. Set right side. Max. Max with a kill. Emily Max with her 4th kill. And we're tied up at 6-6. 6-6 our score. Serving for Doan is Haley Norville. Norville service. Deadlocked at 6, by far the most competitive set of this match so far. Keel to Gasing. Gasing back to Keel. Blocked at the net was Keel. Point Doan. They put the block up on Keel at the middle. Well, Doan has made some adjustments. Let's see if Dort College is able to make some of their own. Short serve taken by Keel. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Krausman. Krausman off the high hands, but a player in the net for Doan. And it's a block error by Doan. We're tied up 7-7. So the block error gives Dort College the point, and Krausman will get credit for the kill. Krausman with her 2nd kill. Short serve controlled by Doan. Doan attacking. They come back over to Fletcher, unable to put it away. Walterstorff bumps it back over to Krausman. Krausman roll shot, and Krausman with a kill. Krausman takes something off of that one. She's got 3 kills back-to-back, and Dort College back in front by a point at 8-7. 8-7 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Bausma. Bausma's serve is squarely into the net, point down. So the service error by the defenders. We're knotted at 8. We've been tied at every point break. We've had a couple of runs at 2 in a row, but no longer than 2. Bausma to Gasink. Gasink with a dump and the kill. Gasink with the kill, and for Kayla, that's her third. She's got one in each set, and that's about what she's averaging, 1.1 per contest. Gasink with the kill. 9-8, Dort College in front. Siri Nelson with serve. Controlled by Doan. That's blank. Unable to pass it cleanly. And with the swing and the kill, that's Axman. Axman with her 10th kill. And the Dort College defenders now will receive serve. And this will be blank serving. Blank's serve. And Nelson trying to duck out of the way. Hits her on the forehead. Point Doan. An ace serve for Doan and Blank. Blank with her second ace serve. She's got 34 for the season. Taken by Nelson. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Flone. Flone with a swing controlled by Doan. Tigers on the attack. Dug by Nelson. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the kill. Walterstorff with her seventh kill. We're tied up at 10-10. Hahn has service. So Selene Hahn will send it over. Short, controlled by Doan. Tigers attack. Set right side. Through the block and the kill for Megan Fletcher. Oh, and that ball must have passed outside the antenna. Point Dort College, the attack error by Fletcher. Fletcher still without a kill, according to my count. Doan attacking. Tigers sending it over to Matt Axman. Axman with a kill. She's got 11. So Axman ties it up at 11-11. We still haven't had a point where we haven't eventually had a tie. We've got 11 ties. We're 11-11. Serving for Doan is Weezer. Weezer's serve, taken by Nelson, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Horseman. Horseman off high, hands controlled by Doan. No, they push it right back to Dort. Gasing will shoot it right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff shooting fish in the barrel that time. She went up unblocked. She's got 8. Walterstorff with the kill. 12-11 our score. Neither team has had to use a timeout yet. Point and point we go. Gasing with service. Low hard serve controlled by Doan. Tigers attack. Set goes outside, cross court, and hitting the sideline for the kill is Sorensen. 12-12 our score. 12-12, Dort College leading. Tied. Dort College will be receiving the serve. 12th tie already of this set. Serving is Axman. Axman's jump serve, taken by Brookice, gets it over to Gasink. Gasink comes back over to Keel, blocked at the net. Crossman there to cover it. Set goes left side over to Horseman. Horseman with another kill. Jenna Horseman with 13 kills. Dort College leading 13-12. Horseman with 2 kills here in set number 3. Jump serve Walterstorff, controlled by Doan. Tigers attack. Set goes to the middle. Power tip, controlled by Gasing. Gets it over to Keel. Keel comes back over to Horseman. Horseman hits it into the antenna. Point Doan. So an attack error that time by Horseman. Dort College was out of system. 13-13 our score. Serving for Doan is Jordan Atwater. Atwater had a service error in her last trip through the service area. Gasing able to send it over. Dort College attacking after Doan pushed it right back. Krausman off the block and the kill. It was ugly, but Dort College gets a point out of it. 14-13 our score. Krausman with the kill. She's got 4, and the defenders lead 14-13. Brookice serve, controlled by Doan. Tigers attack. Power tip, saved by Brookice. Pushed over the net by Keel, controlled by Doan. Tigers attacking. Set goes to the outside, and Allie Jansen is blocked on the play. Point Dort College. It's the first time either team has had a 2-point lead. 15-13, Dort College in front. And Brookice with an ace serve. Kayla Brookice with her 19th ace serve of the season. Dort College leads 16 to 13. A three-point cushion. York College leading. Brookice with the jump serve. Floater controlled by Doan. Tigers attack. And going to the back line for the kill is Emily Max. Max with five kills. Max has five kills. She came in averaging 1.5. Axman averaging 3.7 kills per set. She's right at her average. Serving for the Tigers will be Norville. Dort College leading 16-14. Norville serves short, taken by Keel, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back right over to Krausman. Krausman tools it off of the block for the kill. Another point, and I believe Doan will have to use a timeout. Krausman with her fifth kill. Dort College right now with a three-point cushion at 17-14. Bausma serve, controlled by Doan. Tigers attacking, pushed over the net, saved by Walterstorff, got her over to Gaysink, comes back left side over to Krausman, off high hands. Controlled by Doan. Tigers attack. Set goes outside, pushed inside the antenna. Dort College regroups, comes back over to Flown. Flown off high hands, controlled by Doan. Tigers attacking, pushed into the net. Attack error by Fletcher, point Dort College. 18-14, Dort College leading. Doan calls a timeout. Dort College by four. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Tigers. Back with more. After this, this is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Randy. 18-14, Dort College in front, set number three. Dort College trying to close it out in three. The Dort College defenders leading by four, and they have service. This will be Jocelyn Bausma-Doan using their first timeout of set number three. And Bausma will send it over. Doan set for serve received, taken by Blank, controlled by the Tigers. Set comes right side, Max, power tip. Bausma keeps it in play, sends it over on the deck. And hitting it into the tape, point Dort, Megan Fletcher, that is, with another attack error. Back-to-back attack errors by Fletcher, and she might be coming out. Serving for Dort College will be Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma with service, controlled by Doan. Doan attacking, Max. Max with a kill. 19-15. Max gets the kill. Serving for Doan will be a new player as well. This is Kaylee Shadwinkle. Shadwinkle wears number six. Dort College by four. Shadwinkle serving. Shadwinkle this season with seven ace serves. Low hard serve taken by Dort College. Dort College trying to dump it was Gaysink. Here comes Krausman. Roll shot controlled by Doan. Tigers attack. Set goes outside. Unable to put it away was Axman. Dort College comes back right side, Flown. Flown with the kill. Flown with the kill, 20-15. 20-15, our score. Lindsay Flown with her second kill. Doan's been content to try and stop her, but Dort College has had several others pick up the slack. Nelson serve, controlled by Doan. Through the block and the kill is Emily Max. Max with six. Dort College leads 20-16. Serving for Doan is Blank, Carissa Blank, to send it over. And her serve taken by Nelson, controlled. Gaysink dumps it, kills it. Four kills for Kayla Gaysink. They're not going to go up and respect it. She's going to put it down, and Dort College leads by five, 21-16, and out come the towels. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Let's take a timeout. Doan has taken one. Back with more after this. Dort College leading 21-16, served by Hahn, controlled by Doan. Tigers attack, off the block, controlled by Nelson. Bausma throws it back over to Horstman. Horstman with another kill. Horstman scorching. 22-16, our score, Dort College leading. Dort College closing in on their sixth GPAC win of the season, if they can hang on to this. Doan attacking, through the block and the kill, Megan Fletcher. Fletcher registers her first kill of the night. Well, now Dort College has to stay away from allowing any runs for Doan. Rachel Weiser with service. This one's still far from over, but Dort College has positioned themselves well. Weiser serve, taken by Bausma, gets it over to Nelson, comes back over to Horseman. Horseman roll shot controlled by Doan. Tigers will attack. Set comes right side power tip, and a kill for the Doan Tigers. The kill for Sorensen is her fifth. 22-18, Dort College in front. Rachel Weiser with service. Weiser with serve. Catches the tape. Walthersdorf went after it. And now tries to push it over. And it's right back at her. A block by the Tigers. And Dort College is going to call their first timeout of the night. 22-19 our score. Dort College leading. Doan putting together a little run. See what happens. We'll be back with more right after this. Let's leave it right here and tell you who makes the broadcast of these matches possible. They include People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Serve into the net by Rachel Weiser, Point Dort College. So Weiser with the service error. Dort College leading at 23-19. Floater by Gasing, controlled by Doan. Doan attacking Axman, dug by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Krausman. Krausman from behind the spike line, block. Point Doan. Dort College attacking from behind the spike line, and Doan was able to load the block up in the middle as they saw it coming. Serving is Ashley Axman for Doan. 23-20, Dort College in front, and the serve is long and out of bounds. Point Dort College. A high-risk offense, a high-risk service, and Doan College this afternoon is committed a few too many errors, I think, by the time this one's all said and done. And the Dort College defenders get a block put up on Abby Sorensen. And the Dort College defenders win 25-20 in set number three. Dort College wins 25-11, 25-15, and 25-20. Dort College improves to 15-4 overall, 6-2 in the conference. Doan falls to 9-10 overall, 3-4. And the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders win in three. And I'm not shocked that Dort College won this afternoon or this evening, I guess. But just the way in which this unfolded, a little bit surprising. 25-11, 25-15, and 25-20. Dort College improves to 6-2 in the conference. Now you couple that with the win by Northwestern over Midland. What does that do as we hit the midpoint of the season in terms of conference play? Northwestern is now 7-0. Hastings is 6-1. Midland is 5-2. Dort College is 6-2. So Dort College, in effect, in third place at the midpoint of the conference season, with Hastings, Northwestern, and Midland all yet to play a match to get to 8 out of the 16 matches played in conference play this year. Dort College was led by Jenna Horstman with 14 kills unofficially. Brooke Walthersdorf had 8. 5 for Megan Krausman unofficially, and Elizabeth Keel had 6. For Doan, Ashley Axman had 11. 5 for Abby Sorensen, 6 for Emily Max, and 4 for Cassandra Choquette. I had Doan with 4 total service aces. That's a team that's averaging over 2 per contest. And Dort College got 1 service ace, through the course of this afternoon and this evening's match. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and Jocelyn Bausma has made her way out of the locker room, and we will talk with her. And Jocelyn, congratulations. Good win for your team to go to 6-2 in conference play, a 3-0 win over the Doan Tigers.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
It was fun.
25-11, 25-15, 25-20, the set scores. Anything surprise you about this match?
Not really. There was quite a buzz in the locker room before the game. We were all pretty excited for Doan, and we were just feeling confident. You can tell when we're ready to play as a team. There's more excitement in the locker room, and when we're coming out here, warm-ups were clean and cut, and so it was good.
What's going through your mind as a back row player when somebody like number 12, Ashley Axman, is going up at the net? You're seeing the block, but it might not get there in time. What are you trying to read as a back row player when somebody like that is going up for an attack attempt?
I guess as a back row player, I'm looking more at angles where my blockers are, and so off of where they're at, I kind of try and go towards the hole. And between me and Caleb Brookheist back there, it's just very comfortable. We have been playing together for the last 3-4 years, and we know our responsibilities as back row players, so it's easy to kind of read where the hitters are going to go, and then if a surprise happens and goes somewhere else, then we just hope for the best and hustle our tails off.
The other part of that is Doan is an aggressive serving team. They're high risk, and with that they're going to have some service errors, but when they get rolling, they can put some strings together. What do you do in terms of being ready on that serve receive? Are you responsible for an area? What happens?
Yeah, me personally, it was kind of frustrating tonight. They had a lot of deep serves that were coming at us at a very high velocity. And so I guess as a back row player, we do have our responsibilities. I will have the short right and I will have the deep left. And that's kind of stays consistent. So that way we as passers in the back row know what our responsibilities are, while the other two make sure that they're also saying you or saying me, so we know whose responsibility it is to take the ball. So just relying on all the other players that are out there, too, to communicate responsibilities.
Midway point of the conference season, and if I remember correctly, you just have 8 matches remaining in this regular season. What does your team want to accomplish the rest of the way in terms of regular season?
We definitely want to go undefeated. We're excited at where we're at right now in conference. We got a few more games coming up before we've played all of the conference teams, and I mean, we're looking towards the end at finishing the conference, hopefully at the top, and we'll see what the other teams do and see if we can get there. So come out strong.
Jocelyn, thanks for stopping by. See you on Wednesday. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Chad Hansen will slide over now. And Coach, your team focused in sets 1 and 2 especially. And in case you're wondering, Northwestern beat Midland 3-2.
Wow. So I was just looking that score up, Mike. You read my mind.
All you had to do was ask.
Well, you were on the radio. I didn't want to interrupt. Sorry.
Well, I do have ADD, so I did did cover a few different things. But your team very focused, it seems, in set 1 and 2. Set 3, even though you didn't get the big margin for a cushion, I thought very focused in set 3 as well, because I thought Doan picked up their play. So a solid performance today by your team.
They did. Thank you. Very, very solid. That's what I told the team in the locker room at the end. Just encouraged by every aspect of our game today. I didn't feel like we played out of our minds, super, meaning it wasn't a career highlight film kind of match for us. It was just steady, consistent, get after it volleyball. And I'm curious to see what the stats were on our side with attacking errors. I feel like those were minimal on the serving side. I loved where we were. We were aggressive and did a good job jamming them up. And a credit to Doan. They're a gritty team. So for us to play well against a gritty team like this, I'm very encouraged by that.
You talk about nobody having a career day, but Jenna Horstman, about as hot as a hitter could be, I thought. Anything that got thrown up high to her, she was able to put away. What was Doan doing something that allowed that? Was it all Jenna? What can you put your finger on that at all?
Great question. In that, I think it's a combination. So I'll answer from different angles. We were in system quite a bit, so Kayla could distribute the ball to many different spots. But a lot of Jenna's swings that she was scoring on were out of system balls. So she's way off the net. She's having to readjust her approach because it's off a hard dig. Doan's hit a hard dig for us. We're scrambling, and Jenna's just doing a tremendous job seeing the block out in front of her, taking a high swing. Several balls I remember were more on Doan because they were the ball was hit and went inside their block between the blocker and the net. You know, Jenna didn't plan that, but we love the outcome there, and it's her aggressive swinging that continues to help us.
Set number three, it went tied, and if I remember correctly, you had ties at every point until it was 13-13.
Yeah.
You then got a kill from Krausman on a busted play, a block, and then a Brookhouse ace. It just felt like whoever was going to put together that run of 3 points, two or three points, and get a little cushion was going to be at a distinct advantage, and it's played out that way. Did you get that? Do you get that sense on the bench as well? Those kind of feelings, or not really?
I don't get the feelings of how we're going to score a point. I get the question mark of where will the points come from. So in other words, I don't look at a rotation or a hitter and say, oh, now's our chance. I feel like we can be effective and successful in any rotation with any of our hitters, which is a really neat spot to be in as a coach. I know that we've got work to do and we're vulnerable in different areas, but overall I feel like we are capable of scoring streaks of points, and my focus is that when we give up a point, we stop it with that one opportunity, and that's something we've worked through in practice at different times.
Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday, then a little time off. Good time for a break, or, well, whether it is or not, you're going to have one. How do you handle things? First, you prepare for Dakota Wesleyan. What happens beyond that?
Yeah, beyond that, I feel we are healthy, healthy and fresh. You know, physically, I feel like we're in a good position right now in the season. I do like the focus for us on Wednesday, coming out against Dakota Wesleyan, and then after that, we will lighten it up just a bit and be ready to face some opponents the following week. But the you know, first half of conference wrapping up for us, it's just the first half. We're still very early in the season, and so if we do get any break, it's just to keep our academics strong, keep our minds sharp and bodies fresh so that we can really get after it and have a great accelerated finish of the second half of conference.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen wrapping up once again. Dort College defeats Doan in 3, 25-11, 25-15, and 25-20. Dort College soccer splits at Concordia. Dort College women lose 3-0. Dort College men win 1-0. And in football earlier today, it was Concordia defeating Dort College 32-0. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.